Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, should a history of mental illness prevent you from getting a mortgage? Well, a listener has been in touch with Drive Time outlining his difficulties in getting mortgage protection, thereby preventing him from drawing down a loan for which he had been approved. Banks can offer a waiver for this type of insurance, but not in this case. In a moment, we're going to hear from a financial advisor about this issue. But first, David Farrell, who emailed the programme, joins us now on the line. And David, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us this evening. So I know you got a mortgage approval in principle. You chose your house, you went sale agreed, everything was going well, and now you find yourself unable to draw down that loan. Can you tell us what happened?
Yeah, hi Sarah, thanks for having me on this evening. Yeah, so as you said, kind of got the approval in principle, found the house, delighted really, because you know the market is so volatile right now, it's not an easy thing to get through. So yeah, we were at the kind of final stages and we started meeting with potential mortgage protection providers to take out mortgage protection, obviously. And when you're going through it, they ask you some questions about your illnesses or medical history, etc. So it came to a point then and said, have you ever suffered from stress, anxiety, or depression? And I answered yes, because I have bipolar disorder type 2. And as a result of that, then I have been postponed by 2 out of the major kind of 5 insurance companies in Ireland, and the other ones won't even review my case, which now means that I can't get mortgage protection and thus might not be able to draw down a mortgage for my house.
And can you tell us more then about your own life? I mean, in terms of the bipolar and how you're managing it. And I know you thought you were doing the right thing by seeking help when you needed it.
Yeah, so back in February or January, I was feeling depressed, as I think half the country was, considering the state of the country back then with COVID, etc. I went to my doctor and I just said, like, look, listen, I'm feeling really depressed. Let's get on top of this now before it gets on top of me. So we kind of did all the necessary things, like got my medication kind of up to scratch and, you know, started looking at wellness and stuff like that. But ultimately then when it came to applying for this, I was penalized for doing that, because basically it was a case of, oh, you had symptoms so recently that we can't offer you cover now as a result of this. So my thought at the time was, I'm doing the right thing going to my doctor instead of going down God only knows what path. But as a result now, I'm stuck in this situation and I feel absolutely awful as a result.
And has the bipolar, the medication, any of the treatment, anything around it, has it affected your income, your ability to work, anything that would financially affect your ability to repay the mortgage?
When I first went to my doctor, I took about 2 weeks off work just to clear my head, get just everything back on straight and narrow. But other than that, then, no, since I've started taking new medication, which is the first medication that's ever actually agreed with me, I've been absolutely fantastic. Up until this and the stress of this, I've been doing extremely well. So no, it doesn't affect my work. It doesn't affect my income. I am always functional. I do really, really well. I manage my symptoms really well. And I know when a depression is coming and I know when an up is coming. So I know to kind of get in there and get it sorted before it's too late. And I thought, this is great for me. I'm very emotionally aware. I'm very aware of my own mind and my own body. But apparently that's not a good thing for some insurance companies, it seems.
And I assume, given you had mortgage approval before this happened, that you had ticked all the other boxes then?
Absolutely. Yeah, we both have full-time jobs. We both have done everything right. We've saved tremendously. We've done everything the bank want us to do. And then it came to this point and it's just no.
So where does that leave you now, David?
Well, we're waiting on one company in the UK to see if they can provide the mortgage protection, because none of the Irish companies are willing to offer it to me right now. The only caveat there is the UK company offer a maximum of 10 years. So the bank might come back to us with that saying, no, it's not enough. It's too risky for us. So where that leaves us is we're very much likely going to lose the house of our dreams, something that we've worked tirelessly for, and it's just kind of crashing down around us now at the moment, and there's nothing we can do. about it.
Such a difficult situation to be in. Will you stay on the line, David, if you don't mind?
Sure.
And we have Pádraig Casán, who is financial advisor and member of the Irish Banking Culture Board, on the line. And Pádraig, I wonder what you make of this.
Good evening, Sarah. Well, the first thing I think I would do is acknowledge the stress that this will be causing to David. That stress is normally associated with the application for approval for a mortgage as well as, but when it comes to the life cover, I mean, the answer that I have for David is that the Consumer Credit Act is quite clear in this aspect of the mortgage application process. There are limited areas where a bank can waive the requirement for life cover. One of those being, and I'll quote the Consumer Credit Act directly for David, it's loans to persons who belong to a class of persons which would not be acceptable to an insurer or which would be only acceptable to an insurer at a premium significantly higher than a normal one. So it's getting the waiver. So there's definitely the ability for the bank to waive the requirement for life cover on one of the parties if they can't get life cover. Now, being able to give the waiver is certainly there. Doing it may require further probing by David of the bank, of the provider in question. And I would certainly say he should certainly look down that road, that a waiver of life cover is allowable. I mean, just ourselves here, we completed two last year, and one was a single applicant who couldn't get life cover, and the mortgage was granted without the life cover.
Okay, so ask the bank for a waiver, effectively.
That is effectively
okay.
It. I mean, it is allowed for.
It is allowed for. But if the bank just says no, do you have any recourse? I mean, it seems sort of extraordinary given the prevalence, as David said himself, you know, of depression, stress, anxiety. These are some of the conditions. Now, he has bipolar as a specific condition, but I mean, these are very common conditions that people suffer from, and many people take medication for it to manage. Would you be surprised that you would have a situation whereby if the banks find out about it, or if your mortgage protection company finds out about it, that they wouldn't give you mortgage protection?
Well, first of all, I would say they cannot use it as a reason to decline the mortgage. So, because it is protected for and allowed for under the Consumer Credit Act of 1995, the difficulty and the concern that I would have here is, given what David has just stated about the stresses of this, it doesn't help when there is further stress being added in some regards as unnecessary. I would always ask somebody about their wider protection levels that they might have, let's say, a time salary, a debt and service benefit within. Now, I know that can't be assigned to the bank, but it would be some source of comfort for the bank that protection is in place. And the other party may well be able to get the life cover and thereby, again, reduce the risk element of it to the bank. But specifically, Sarah, to reassure David, there is the process and the allowance for a waiver on the life cover based on that very particular area. To quote one of the banks, and I won't name the bank, but it says, by law, with limited exceptions, you have to have mortgage protection in place to get a mortgage. But those limited exceptions include the position David finds himself in.
All right. I don't know, have you tried that, David, the waiver option?
Yeah, we have. We've really pushed for it. And I actually do have debt in service as well. And we presented that to the bank and the debt in service. You know, I won't get into the details of my salary, but it would leave my partner and he'd be all right. Like, he wouldn't be struggling for anything. And we presented that to the bank and it's just been resounding no's. I've actually quoted the Consumer Credit Act 1995 to the bank and they're still just coming back with a no. I'm the primary earner and I'm not, like, I think I earn a minimum amount more than my partner. But because I'm the primary earner and it's my life that can't be insured, they're not willing to provide the waiver. But we've pushed it now and we're still trying with them, but they just keep coming back with resounding no's.
So if that happens then, Pádraig, is there any recourse?
Okay, well, there is. He can make an appeal to the provider itself because any refusal of credit, the decision to refuse can be appealed and reviewed by an entity other than the department might have refused. The second thing I would say to David, and obviously time frames here could be very important if the sale agreed, it might be worthwhile looking at another provider who might be willing to look at the life cover. Now, I don't want to overburden David with the stress of applying for another mortgage, but if he has been approved by one bank, it's likely he would be approved by another bank, and that might also be an option. But I would probably encourage David, and certainly if he wishes to contact me separately, I will do it for him. If he goes and probes the bank further, there should be a review process for the decision. It isn't just a one-off,
okay.
No, you can't do it. He should be able to probe further.
Okay, well, hopefully he'll be able to help you out on this, David Pork will. And just finally, Pork, yourself, is this something that you will come across often?
Yeah, Sarah, I think it'll be a growing element of, because particularly the whole area of mental illness is probably going to start manifesting itself quite a bit more following COVID, because a lot of these issues will arise. And for a lot of people, I mean, I would also put out to a lot of people to say, applying for the mortgage aligned with applying for the life cover would be important, to just make sure you can get it, and that those hurdles of that David is now encountering can be addressed before it's too late to be able to move. And because obviously there's a sale here, and the purchaser is here, but the person who's selling the property is now sitting in a situation of trying to find out when is this going to happen, particularly when dreams and effort and the level of effort that David has put in to get to the position of approval, and then to fall at something that I believe can be challenged and should be challenged. In other words, there needs to be valid reasons for the refusal when it is allowed for within the Consumer Credit Act.
Okay, well, hopefully it can be resolved, David. And thank you very much for joining us this evening. And thank you as well, Pork. That is Pork Hassan, financial advisor, and David Farrell, who's speaking to us about his own difficulties. You can let us know your thoughts to 51551.